The church in Corinth is a troubled church. Paul expresses his surprise, his dismay, and sadness that they are breaking apart as a community. He writes to encourage them to be a unified, growing, and healthy place. They're dividing from the inside out. Some have chosen their favorite Christian teachers and are divided over the finer points of theology or personality. They're dividing from the outside in. They've brought in worldly philosophy, and it often conflicts with their new identity in Christ. Paul describes a healthier approach. He says, I did not come to you proclaiming the mystery of God in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. By all accounts, Paul was a great public speaker, being trained in both Greek philosophy and rhetoric, as well as Hebrew Bible and rabbinical tradition. He says he did not try to impress people with his rhetoric, however, his elocution, his speechcraft, or with his brilliant academic mind, which he certainly had. No, he stays at the heart of the faith and speaks to the heart of God's people, as well as their minds, about God's love for the world, speaking about God's heart, His Son Jesus Christ, the one who is God's gift to everyone, the centerpiece being the crucifixion. The power of sin and evil and death has now been broken in Jesus Christ. It's so easy to lose our focus as the Corinthians did, to wander off the path of Scripture, to get caught up in the stuff going on in the world all around us, no longer fixing our eyes upon Jesus, the founder, the author, the perfecter of our faith. A few years ago, I was visiting my parents. My dad came out of the room where he was watching TV. He was very agitated, very angry, confused, and anxious. He was watching one of those 24-hour news networks. He was jacked up on politics. He told my mom, I can't believe what that politician said or what he did. It makes me so angry and fearful for the direction our country is going. I'm so upset because there's nothing I can do about it. And my mom said, yes, there is. Turn it off. What? Turn the TV off, she said. Watch a ball game or something else. Read a book. Paul gives the believers in Corinth similar wisdom. Turn it off. Quit bringing worldly thinking into the church. Stop using human reason and philosophy against one another, bringing contention of the world into Christ's holy church. What was true for the Corinthians is true for Chicagoans. It's true for all of us, anywhere, anytime. There are so many competing philosophies. There's no end to the theologies, schools of thought, political points of view, and contention. There's always something to argue about. We, above all people, God's people, should not allow these things to infiltrate the church or our minds. And the way we bring this worldly infirmity is through our minds. We carry division and enmity in our hearts and our minds like a virus. We may have been infected by it long ago, and we're putting people at risk around us, especially when we bring it into the community of Christ Church. We have the cure. We have the antidote, which Paul writes out like a prescription in our scripture today. We experience God's love through the power of His Word and His Holy Spirit. And this is not just a one-time inoculation. It's an ongoing cleansing and sanctification. Faith in Jesus is not anti-intellectual. We do not check our brains at the door when we come to church, taking blind, flying leaps of faith. However, faith in Jesus does transcend human understanding and worldly philosophy. Paul calls the gospel truth the mystery of God. I love that word, mystery. It puts things into proper perspective, allows us to come to God with humility. It's a truth that only God reveals His truth by His Word and His Spirit. The truth of God's love for us is so big, it's so beautiful, our minds cannot capture it. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, heart has not imagined the love that God has in store for us, Paul says. That's a good problem. We believe in something that we get to spend a lifetime discovering and growing. Paul says that to receive and understand the gifts of God only comes by the power and enabling of the Holy Spirit. He comes wrapped to us up in the Word. Not by human words and philosophy, but by His Word, God's Word, that rewires our brains. As we hear and read the truth of Scripture, the Holy Spirit creates newer, healthier, and better neural pathways in our brains. That's what God's Word does by His Spirit. Dr. Daniel Siegel is a neurobiologist. He has a medical degree from Harvard. He teaches clinical psychiatry at UCLA. He has studied brain scans of his patients and the health of the minds of his patients for many years. He can show on brain scans how unhealthy thinking creates feedback loops in the brain. And that there are these unhealthy pathways that repeat over and over again. The unhealthy mind manifests itself in many ways, addictions of all kinds, being prone to anger, literally blowing your lid in anger, being overwhelmed with anxiety, held captive by worry, and many other unhealthy psychological problems. Dr. Siegel's solution is for people to create new neural pathways. The healthy mind gives executive function to the prefrontal cortex, he says. This is the area of the brain that God wants to ignite, I believe, where things such as empathy, mindfulness, self-regulation, and control are. He has live brain scans which show what happens when people are truly in sync with one another. Their brains literally light up. All those healthy neurons fire up and show clean and healthy pathways through the brain. And he says, nowhere is this more evident than when people are singing in the choir. People are literally in harmony with one another. They're watching the director. They're listening to the instruments. They're listening to one another. And they're creating a unified, beautiful sound. Both hemispheres of the brain are lighting up. And as Jesus says, you are the light of the world. And as Paul says, we have the mind of Christ. His word enters our eyes and our ears and floods our minds with the light of his truth and grace and love. And the Holy Spirit kindles a fire that burns in our hearts and in our minds. We are lit. And as Jesus says, we are now the light of the world. We bring hope and illumination by that same word and spirit, so that everyone will experience his love and a peace that transcends understanding. And where else, church, will the world learn for hope, for peace, and unity, and love? From the cross, thy wisdom shining breaketh forth in conquering might. From the cross forever beameth all thy bright, redeeming light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.